The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Slats and Dantro forced Gaza to save the life of Judge Augustus as Marston was about to execute him as an example to the other planets. When they insisted that she act immediately against Marston, she became enraged and forced them to leave the laboratory. Dantro has convinced Rura that she must take him to the leader of the council, that he may report what has happened. Slats, left alone in their quarters, mumbles unhappily to himself.
Yeah, this is great. Wonder how long it's going to take, Dantro. I don't trust that Gaza further than I can see her. She's back in that lab with all those machines, and she can be up to anything. By the time Dantro convinces Haru, it may be too late. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going back there myself and see if I can see what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure it's this way. Yeah, there's the gravity drop we took. Oh, gosh, I hate these things. But here goes. Hope I can remember the right floor. Yeah, this is the floor, all right. Let me see. To the left and then right. I better hurry here. Yeah, here's the door. Wonder if I can hear through this door. No, it must be soundproof. Probably locked, too. Well, now I'm glad I took time to gimmick that electronic circuit on the way out. Shouldn't be too hard to force this lock. Just shove this hunk of wire in here. Yeah, that does it. Now, I'll just ease this door open a crack. Hey, who's she talking to? Yeah, I'll open it a little further. That other voice sounds familiar. I know who that is she's talking to. That's Marston. I'm going in there. Hey, she must be talking to him over the communicator. If I can get a little closer, I'll be able to hear what she's saying.
Well, I've been forced by my own council here to cooperate with the two from your solar system.
Are you sure that one of them is Planet Man?
That's what he calls himself.
I wondered what had happened to him. No one would tell me anything. The other one must be that Earthman Slats.
That is exactly who it is.
You're not fooling, lady. It's time I cut this conversation short. I'm going to switch that machine off whether she likes it or not. Gaza!
Who's there?
Not who you expected. It's me, Slats. Turn that machine off.
Stay where you are.
Look, I heard what was going on. You better turn that machine off, you double-crosser.
Don't you call me names.
Oh, I see you're not satisfied just talking to Marston. You've brought his image here in the room. He's ugly, isn't he?
So, this is where you've disappeared to.
Yeah, but the discovery will do you no good, fish face. I'm going to cut that machine. That'll be the end of you.
You will not touch that machine.
Oh, won't I?
What are you doing? Don't throw that. That's acid. Don't.
Here, give me that thing. You're not to be trusted with weapons.
Let go of that projector.
You better let go of it. I never hit a lady in my life, but I will if I have to.
Don't you dare.
Sorry, but here goes. that takes care of you. How to turn off that machine.
Stay where you are, Slats. Don't even turn around.
Are you kidding? I happen to know that a three-dimensional projection can't hit anybody. I walked right through one not so long ago.
You better not try walking through this one.
Don't try to fool me. You're bluffing.
Bluffing, am I? Turn around.
What are you trying to prove? I can see you. Listen, I've seen these things operate before. Sure, I can see you. You're just an image.
Image, am I?
Hey! What's going on? I was certain that a three-dimensional image was not made of solid matter.
You see, Slats, I am not a three-dimensional image.
What are you talking about? What else could it be?
If you had come in a little sooner, you might have realized that Gaza actually transferred me to this laboratory from Planaria Rex with the dimension warper.
You mean you're here in this room? That's actually you standing there talking?
Yes, actually Marston standing here talking, but not for long.
But I don't understand.
What is there to understand? Gaza found her interests more along the lines of Marston's than those of her own people. Just before you interrupted us, we were discussing an alliance. And in a moment, we will continue that discussion.
An alliance between you two? What?
This is enough conversation. Take that water and revive Gaza.
Do your own dirty work, Marston. I wouldn't help her.
You're in no position to refuse, Slat.
That's what you think.
I will give you one more chance. Do as I say. Surely you do not think I am reluctant to destroy you.
You're probably going to do it anyway, so why should I make it easier for you?
If you do not do as I say, I will make it worse for you.
Yeah? How can you make it worse for me?
Have you ever seen a man burn to death slowly with a heat projector?
What are you talking about?
This is a heat projector in my hand. I can control the amount of heat in the beam. If you do not do as I say, I will roast you slowly with it.
You're a nice kid.
Never mind the compliments. Do as I say or you will suffer horribly. If you obey my orders, I will see that you get a quick, painless death.
Thanks, that's some choice.
You'd better make it fast.
Okay. Is this the water over here?
What are you doing?
Didn't think I could throw it this far, did you, huh? Yeah, now I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time.
Slat seems to have gotten Marston off balance for the moment. Can he overcome this fiend? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slats, he was in what appeared to be a fight to the death with Marston, who was transferred from Planaria Rex by Gaza, a would-be cohort of Marston. We find Slats and Marston in a fierce battle.
I've been waiting for this, and I've begun to think it'll never happen. I'll tear this whole place up, and you with it, Marston!
You regret this?
No, I will! Well, that should hold you long enough for me to get a hold of Dancho. It's a good thing I didn't wait for him.
Stay where you are.
Gaza, forgot about you.
Well, that is unfortunate for you, Earthman. But you'll not live long enough to regret it.
Look, I don't know what you're planning on pulling, but you'll never get away with
it. Your solicitude touches me, but save it for yourself.
What are you going to do with me? I'll be missed, and sooner or later they'll come here.
Well, let them come. They'll find nothing.
I'm pretty big to hide.
You underestimate me again. They'll find nothing. There'll be nothing to find. I'm going to use a dimension warper to transfer you to the center of our sun. There won't be a trace of you.
Yeah, I got it all figured out, huh? What are you going to do with Mr. Ugly here?
I don't mind telling you you're not going to have a chance to repeat it to anyone.
That's big of you.
As you probably heard, Marston and I were talking business.
Yes, I heard.
Well, I think we'll get along very well together.
We're two of a kind, all right.
Well, never mind the humor. I decided on this plan when I saw Haru convince the Council to help you and that planet man. Marston and Gaza rule the galaxy. I'm tired of taking orders from Haru. She and this whole planet are soft and spineless. Time they let someone rule who knows how to use power.
You sound just like Marston.
I've wasted enough time. Get over to the dimension warper.
Why should I make it easy for you?
Get over there. I'm not going to tell you again.
Listen, if I'm going to die, I might as well make you work. You'll have to drag me over to that machine.
Very well. You want it this way.
Do it, Gaza. You won't live another second.
Yes, so, Haru.
Haru. Thank goodness you got here in time.
What happened here? Look at this laboratory. Who is that man?
Wait a minute. Let me do the talking. Now, this Gaza
here. Let her talk, Slats.
What? Let her talk? Are you kidding? If you listen to her, she...
Trust me, Slats.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Well, I'm glad you're showing some intelligence. I don't know how well you know this Earthman friend of yours, but he sneaked into the laboratory while I was out. And when I returned, I overheard him making a deal to betray us all with this monster.
That's enough, Gaza. What? That's ridiculous. She's the one
who... Be quiet. Let Gaza speak.
Thank you. It was fortunate I returned when I did. They had apparently almost finished. And this Slats was about to send Marston back to Planaria Rex.
But I'm...
Easy, Slats.
When I broke in on them, they attacked me. Fortunately, neither of them was armed. I succeeded in avoiding Slats long enough to overcome Marston with a lucky blow. I was not so fortunate with Slats, as you can see. He struck me several times before I managed to get him covered with my heat projector.
Why didn't you call for help?
There wasn't time. I was just about to when you two arrived.
Have you heard enough, Haru?
Quite enough, Planet Man.
Good. Now I think I'll do us all a service and eliminate the traitor before he can try any more of his foul tricks.
Thundering asteroids, what kind of nonsense is this? You couldn't believe her. You won't even listen to the truth.
Don't make a move, Gaza. Put that projector down. You see, Slats, we were listening outside for quite a while.
We know just what actually happened here. We heard everything. Do you understand what that means, Gaza?
Stop her! She's running toward the dimension warper. Stop, Gaza, stop!
Haru, you killed her.
She deserved a much worse fate than that.
Well, I was really worried for a minute. Say, what do we do with Marston here? He's coming, too.
With your permission, we'll take care of Marston. We have our own way of dealing with these cases.
All right, but watch him.
Don't worry, we will. Scott, seize him. I'll give you detailed instructions later. Don't let him out of your sight.
Come on, Slats. We've got a lot to talk over.
You don't mind if I eat first.
It's just like Slats to be hungry at a time like this. What has Danto accomplished with Haru? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.